it's not that kind of story. But anyway, yes, you're listening to BBC London 94.9. This is Drive Time with Henry Bonsu and myself, Catherine Andrew, here with you till 7 this evening.
We are indeed. It's 6:24. And now here's a question for you, Kath. Any idea what transplant biopresence is? You fancy yourself as a bit of a kind of art person and a scientist too.
No, I don't, but no, I've no idea.
Let me break it down for you, okay? Let me break it down into its constituent bits. Two London students are working on a project to replace some of a tree's DNA with the DNA of a human being. Now, could this lead to a more environmentally friendly and personal cemetery headstone? It is the brainchild of Royal College of Art students George Tremmel and Shiho Fukuhara. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in. And I know either of you can choose to answer this. Is this a biological stunt?
No, not at all. The purpose why we wanted to do this project was to create a bridge between design, art and biotechnology. And we wanted to raise the question of ethical moral concerning recent development of biotechnology. That's the two reasons.
Okay, now, how possible, George, explain, is this technologically possible? Excuse my ignorance, I'm not that much of a scientist.
Yeah, no, we were in the same position as you, because we were kind of thinking about stuff, you know, and we kind of came up with this proposal. We were not sure if it works, you know, so what we did, we went to Dr. Bernard Lump, which is a reader of genetics at Imperial College, and asked him about his opinion, you know, and basically what he said, yes, it's absolutely possible, no problem, you can do it.
So would this be a transgenic tree? And I've heard of a transgenic mouse, where you put human DNA into the mouse, or you can even put grow an ear from the back of the mouse, the nude mouse, yeah. What happens with this tree?
Yeah, our approach is kind of different, because we don't really want to change the tree. We just want to put the human information into a tree. So the tree itself would look, behave, grow like a normal tree. You know, it wouldn't change at all.
It wouldn't be like those giant trees in Lord of the Rings. Sprouted legs.
Maybe in a few generations, we don't know yet, you know, but basically it would look like a normal tree, you know, so...
This is a very different way to maybe that could be used to honour sort of people who've passed on. I know that other things I've heard in the past about this kind of story, where people plant trees or that people plant wheat in a field that's been that you've been buried in. You're in a cardboard casket, and in theory you can then use the wheat that grows to make beer or drinks, and people can actually drink you. Is this the same kind of concept, Shiho?
Yeah. Definitely, like, similar direction, because the question is, like, if we create a tree with grandmother's DNA, and the question is, like, will you eat the apple from grandmother's tree?
And so is that what you're heading toward? Will you be thinking about people eating those kind of apples?
Well, we want to actually spotlight the point, rather than just kind of freak people out. So
I think there's a story about this friend of yours whose dog died.
I have a friend. My friend had a dog, and the dog died, and she buried under the tree, and every time she looked at the tree, she remains the dog, and etc. So that's also poetic.
That's part of where the concept comes.
That's maybe one part of the concept, because if you look at the gravestone, you know, it's dead, you know, it's just gone. But if you put your DNA in a tree, your DNA would live on, you know, so it's still alive.
Right, now,
so that's the kind of...
George, how would you monitor the progress of this particular experiment?
We're still in a very early stage of the project. We're kind of looking around and contacting scientists and researchers in order to get funds to make it possible, but it looks good at the moment.
And ultimately, what will the point of this be?
Maybe there could be even a commercial application. I'm kind of curious how much money people would pay to get this, you know, so at the end you can make a company out of it. I don't know.
I don't know if the two of you mind me asking, how long is your course? Because it takes quite a while for a tree to grow, really fully grow properly.
Lots of rings.
I was going to say, this is never going to be a final year project.
Unfortunately, we're going to finish in 6 weeks' time. The show starts at the 27th of June, and it's a free show. Everyone's welcome. And our project will be there. Not the tree, but...
But the concept.
The concept and the process and us as well. So.
Yeah.
So even though it's your final year, I mean, it could be your living endowment to the Royal College of Art, and then maybe in the future they won't have to charge top-up fees, because this commercial application will bring in lots of money.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. Yes, it seems to be the case. So, what course are you doing, just by the way?
The course we call is called In Action Design, and it's a 2 years postgraduate MA course.
In Action Design.
Interaction Design.
Okay. Okay, well, it seems to be things have changed since we were at college.
Absolutely, and we presume that you are going to put your own DNA into this thing, yes?
Yes, of course.
Definitely.
Okay, well, first practitioners of the Transplant Biopresence, thank you very much for joining us. That's George Tremel and Shiho Fukuhara joining us in studio from the Royal College of Arts.
And Kath, I need to know, would you go for this kind of thing? Does it grab you?
I don't entirely know if my friends and family would like to eat an apple from a tree that was part of my DNA, but I think I'd prefer it to a really cold and nasty headstone.
Mm, a bit like cannibalizing Kath, wouldn't it?
Kind of, but I've got to say, when it comes to headstones, you're not going to really be able to beat Spike Milligan's epitaph, are you?
What was that?
I told you I was ill.
Very, very good indeed. What would you say about that, people of London? Give us a call. 020-722-42000. Eating a tree. Eating an apple from a tree which contained the DNA of your granny.
Or a gravestone. Would you prefer the kind of traditional? Or do you think, you know, instead of a gravestone, you'd like the tree? What do you think? Are we just being vain about ourselves as per normal? Or is it, would it be a really nice way, environmental way, to mark those loved ones who've passed on?
Key questions there. 020-722-42000 again, or you can text, because Kath, your screen is still looking a little bit bare there after yesterday's record.
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt you. George Tremel just held up a sign saying Granny Smith's.
I'm not taking that joke on. This is Drive Time at 6:30. Latest headlines now with Justine Green on 94.9 FM, BBC London.